Do not be afraid. I wonder if you're feeling afraid tonight, if there's things that you're fearful of. The Christmas story speaks these words to us over hundreds of years. Do not be afraid. A message given to Joseph in a dream, given to Zechariah in the temple, given to a young woman going about her work in the house, do not be afraid. And tonight we're going to be thinking about a whole group of people working on a hillside in the dark. Do not be afraid. The message comes through clear in that darkness to them. Four simple words that break into fear and the surprise of the shepherds as they encounter angels. Can you imagine it? Out on the hills, in the dark, something beyond their understanding, something not of this world, something of the spiritual that they're encountering. And these are words that echo through the Christmas story. They speak into the fears of men and women. I wonder what the shepherds were frightened of that night. I wonder if you've ever thought about the fears that they might have had. Maybe they were frightened for their safety as they stood before the angels, not really understanding what was going on. Maybe it felt a bit out of control. Maybe they were fearful for their friends, their family. There might have been whole family groups there. Their children may have been there. They might have been frightened for those that they love. As they stood before the angels, not really knowing what was happening, maybe they thought it was all over, their livelihoods, their business. Fearful about the future. And it all sounds very familiar, doesn't it, to us now in this time as we navigate through another hard Christmas with COVID. All those fears. But there's also a sense in this story that something else was happening. Because as the angel came and then the whole sky was filled with the angelic hosts, the shepherds were woken up, weren't they? In that moment, they stepped out of the ordinary. The experience they had was beyond the plain old normal physical experience and what they knew. And suddenly their senses were opened up to a glimpse of the heavenly. I'd love to have been there. It must have been an amazing experience to encounter this angelic hosts of angels. And it was an experience that they were welcomed into, to take part of. God was up to something, and they jumped in to something that was wonderful and eternal. I wonder, as you listen to the Christmas story again, it's lovely, isn't it, to hear the readings as you read all the way through the story, listening to the Gospels tonight. How wonderful. I was just thinking again how wonderful this wonderful story all connects together. But I wonder if you recognise that experience that the shepherds had, that life-changing experience as they met with angels in a new way and they were challenged to think in a different way as they met with what God was up to and they joined in. Did you see that in the story? Do you understand that experience yourself? And do you know it for yourself at this Christmas time? Because the Christmas story is a great story, isn't it? It's got so many wonderful components. It's heartwarming, it's exciting, there's a bit of fear in there, there's some joy. A young family having their first baby against the odds, visited by shepherds and kings and surrounded by donkeys and sheep and camels. It's got everything in it, presents and animals and a baby and a great family story. And we see this image, don't we, on Christmas cards. Oh, we've just seen the one there, and this is lovely image here. I don't know if people have been up to Regent Street this year, if you've had a chance to go and see the angels. I think they move, I've been told, or whether the lights shimmer and it looks like they're moving. And then there's this lovely picture here I was going to just show you. of a family in Northern Ireland a few years ago. I don't know if you saw this, but they absolutely filled their front garden with a nativity scene, and you could wander around and see the wonderful story of them lighting up the garden and sharing this story. It's great, isn't it? The way that we can celebrate Christmas, and we see it in so many different ways, in nativity plays and Christmas cards and light displays. But just for a few moments, I just want you to scratch the surface of what Christmas is about, this well-known story. Because as you scratch, you start to find some surprising things. You find people at times that feel really vulnerable, that are confused, that are surprised, even fearful, as we heard tonight, not really sure what was going on. Because behind this well-known story are ordinary, everyday people like you and me who get caught up in something that is beyond their understanding. They encounter the spiritual, something outside their normal experience. And these encounters with God change them, and they bring joy and they bring hope. And for some, their whole future is changed by what happens to them. A few weeks ago, Alistair and I were really fortunate to have a break. We went up to the Yorkshire Dales. It's really beautiful up there, isn't it? We appreciated the wildness of it and the remoteness of it. And while we were there, we got hooked on a television programme. You might have watched it, enjoyed it yourself, by Matt Bacon, called My Farm in the Dales. And we watched it while we were there, and it was great to see all these wonderful pictures of his farm up near Durham. And I think we've got this lovely sheep's face here. But one of the things that really reminded me, or really stood out for me from those particular programmes, was he went to visit a young farmer that was based in the Lake District. And this young lad had just gone through a really hard year. Both his parents, who owned his farm, his family farm, had died during that year. He was only about 18 or 19. I can't really imagine that type of experience to happen. And he'd stepped into that gap and he'd begun to run the farm. And there was a wonderful interview with him as he talked about this experience of doing that. And it just brought home to me how hard it is to be a shepherd and what it involves and the commitment. And as I watched this sort of quite sad story, I saw real determination in this young man. There was real fortitude, and there was blessings of good friends that came to help him. Tough conditions, hard work to look after sheep. And that's what we encounter tonight, isn't it? As we look at this particular story within the Christmas story, the story of the shepherds, ordinary men and women, whole families, out in the fields, working hard, up all hours, and watching their precious flocks of sheep. By the customs of the day, they were also people that were on the edge of their community. They were often regarded as unclean because they couldn't follow the religious rules that they were supposed to because they were out on the hills. And they lived a distance from everybody else. They weren't religious. They weren't educated, they weren't powerful, and they weren't important. They weren't the obvious people that you might expect God to give one of the most important messages of all time to, are they? But yet, he did. He came to a group of people in this surprising way, and he spoke to them in this amazing way. And here they are, down on their knees, before a whole host of angelic angels. Can you imagine the noise and the light and the worship and the sounds, this heavenly experience that they got caught up in? I just wanted to say wow when I was looking at this story and thinking about it. No wonder they needed those words from the angel about not being afraid. This surprising sensory experience must have been totally overwhelming as they were drawn into this amazing experience of worship and praise. A real foretaste of heaven for us as we read these stories. But it's a story that doesn't leave them afraid, does it? It seems to energize them. It seems to motivate and excite them. And it stirs them into action. They can't hold themselves back and they're off. They need to find out if what the angels have said is true, and they're on the move, and they go to look for some answers to all that they've experienced. And they arrive at a stable. They rush down to Bethlehem, and there they find a small baby laying in a manger. I wonder at that point what it must have felt like as they quietly entered the stable, as they looked over into the feeding trough, potentially, that Jesus was in, when they realised that they were coming face to face with the Messiah. What an amazing point in their life. And I love the words that the angels tells them about this lovely baby, that this baby is going to bring great joy to all people. That's pretty inclusive, isn't it? That's everyone. That's you and that's me. That's the shepherds. That's everyone. Jesus, the bringer of joy. Into the shepherd's fear that had happened a few hours back came joy in the form of this beautiful new baby. What a wonderful antidote to fear. And we still need this today, don't we? We need to know about the baby that brings joy, a baby that would grow into a man who would come to save us. Because that's what the name of Jesus means, isn't it? One who saves us. As they looked into the manger, they found the one who brings hope for the whole world. No wonder they praised and worshipped God. What a privilege to be there. What a special moment in their lives. So this is the Christmas story when we start to scratch a little bit at it. Something that's so familiar to us. Yet as we scratch the surface, we begin to encounter people that are just like us, who needed to hear the story just like us. And it's a story that speaks into our fears and it brings us hope. Because our world is full of fear, isn't it? Of what might happen to us. Fear for those around us. Fear for the unknown. And this story tells us, do not be afraid. Jesus in this story is the bringer of joy, the great joy. Jesus, who was God, who came to be with us. A real baby, a real man, who would die a real death. And in doing so, would save us. Save the world from the fear that we face, the mess and the place of struggle that we've made it. Jesus brings hope into our fears. We don't need to be afraid anymore. And it's a story for us today. And that's what I want to say today to each one of us. Do not be afraid. It's words that speak into our everyday lives as ordinary people. We don't have to be hyper-religious to get this story, or highly educated, or powerful. Jesus was born for us. This story is for us. Whether we're shepherds, or teachers, or doctors, or electricians, or street cleaners, or shop assistants, or church ministers, mums at home, or retirees, this story is for us. And it speaks to us, do not be afraid. And this story also encourages us to wake up. It tells us that there's more to life than just the physical. There's life that is about eternity and the spiritual and the eternal. Life's got a point and it has a reason. Our life is known to God. But to make sense of it, we need to do what the shepherds did. We need to run to go and see the baby, because Jesus makes sense of this. He is the way. He helps us to understand what life is all about. So as I finish up now, I just want to say, I think for many of you, this is your experience. You've met with Jesus who brings joy. And do you know joy this Christmas as you come back to this story again? Are you looking to the baby to bring joy to you this year, whatever is happening around you and the fears that you might have? Are we going to be like the shepherds and share it with others Are we going to store it up in our hearts like Mary did and never let it go? And finally, are we going to be people who glorify and praise God for the things that we have seen and heard? Let's pray.